The epistle for today's Mass, the 11th Sunday after Pentecost, is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15. Brethren, I recall to your minds the gospel that I preached to you, which also you received, wherein also you stand, through which you also are being saved, if you hold it fast, as I preached it to you, unless you have believed to no purpose. For I delivered to you, first of all, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and after that to the 11. Then he was seen by more than 500 brethren at one time, many of whom are still with us, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, and last of all is by one born out of due time, he was seen also by me. For I am the least of the apostles, and am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace in me has not been fruitless. Please stand now for the Holy Gospel, which is taken from St. Mark, chapter 7. At that time, Jesus, departing from the district of Tyre, came by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the district of Decapolis. And they brought to him one deaf and dumb and entreated him to lay his hand upon him. And taking him aside from the crowd, he put his fingers into the man's ears, and spitting, he touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be thou opened. And his ears were at once open, and the bond of his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak correctly. And he charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, so much the more did they continue to publish it. And so much the more did they wonder, saying, He has done all things well. He has made both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, my dear friends, I have to make another announcement to you that's kind of sad news for me. I'm going to be transferred at the end of the month of August. It was kind of a shock. I think just a couple weeks ago, one of you said to me, Father, are you gonna be here still? I said, yeah. They always let you know. They give you plenty of time. And so if I was going to be transferred this summer, I would have known, but I didn't know. The reason for this is because Father Emily has been needing to be transferred out of Post Falls. He's a very fine priest. He's been a priest for 25 years, and they want to put him in a retreat center. And so he's the prior up in Post Falls, and they're moving him here. So Father Emily is going to be the new pastor here. And Father De La Tour is going to be going also. He's going to be going to Post Falls. And he wanted to get back to being in a school. And so that'll be a good thing for Father De La Tour. He's been wanting so much to be involved with the school. So Father De La Tour will be up in Post Falls, and I'll be going to Veneta, Oregon. At first they told me Browerville, which is in Minnesota. I told Father, Father, I'm going to have a hard time with that, being in the middle of nowhere with the nuns. And then he called me the next day and he said, well, you're going to Veneta. And it's kind of funny because, you know, Father Lawrence Novak was here, he went to Veneta. Father Brandon was here, he went to Veneta. Father Cooper was here, he's going to Veneta. I guess that means Father Alessio and Father Alphonsus will eventually be in Veneta too. Father DeLallo very well might be in Veneta sooner than he expects because, well, Father DeLallo his situation's a little bit different, but Father DeLallo very well might be up in Veneta as well. So there's a lot of changes taking place this summer, and it was kind of a last minute thing. And there's still a lot of things we wanted to accomplish and a lot of things that we'd like to do even this month. And I hope that the fact that I'm leaving won't won't be a cause for people not to continue doing the things they've been doing, because the parish here is doing so much. I'm so grateful to all of you, and I wanted to say this, that I've just really enjoyed the years I've been here. I've been here 5.5 years, and I've really, really enjoyed it. This was home to me, and I've really had to really enjoyed with all the work, all the people I got to meet here, and the Holy Name Society has done a wonderful job here in the organizing the work, and I wanted to especially thank them and the Ladies Guild that has been organized just in the past year, all the work that they've done here recently. The parish grounds look great, and a lot of things have been accomplished, but a lot more still has to be accomplished. And so I hope that you will all continue to work together. And I was going to give you a talk today on St. Ignatius, but I didn't really think it fitting after I had to drop this bombshell on you. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit from the heart, and just to tell you something that's very, very important. And that is, as I've been a priest for 18 years now, and the longer I've been a priest, the more I've come to realize that the only thing that matters is that you love God and that you love one another. Everything else is secondary. And the important thing is that you always pull together and you band together and love for each other, because this is what our Lord said: if you are my disciples, then you must love one another even as I have loved you. And so do your best to always be kind and considerate of each other and help one another. If you have any rancor or hatred against another person, you have to get that out. You have to remove that from your heart, because you won't be able to go to heaven. There's only one thing that our Lord's going to judge you on, and it is the degree of love that he finds in your heart. Everything else is just minor in comparison. He's only going to look at you and see if in you he sees a reflection of himself, of what he taught us, and that is to love one another. St. John, as you know, when he was an old man, that's all he would preach, that we are to love one another. And someone asked him, why do you always say this? Why do you always repeat the same thing? And he said, it's because in doing that, you fulfill the whole law of Christ. And it's true. If you just do that, you fulfill the entire law. Now, the Society of St. Pius X is a wonderful organization, but we do not have a monopoly on truth or on the faith. And so in San Jose, you have a situation here in San Jose that's very, very different from many other places. You have a lot of independent priests and a lot of different traditional Catholic parishes. And I think that we have to be united. You have to work together with the group at St. Thomas More and Father Foley's parish. We have to bring all of these Catholics together. And you're going to do that by your example and by your love for each other. And I think that if you continue to work together, you can make San Jose a very, very Catholic area. Because, as I said, we have all these different priests and traditional mass centers in the area. But in the past, it's been marked by separation and division. And I hope that that would disappear. I would hope that we would have learned that doesn't work. You can't force everyone to come to the same place you come to Mass. You can't force everyone to like the same priest you like. Everybody's different. That's why God has all kinds of different priests in the world. There's some priests who are more, you might say, beneficial to children, and some who are more beneficial to elderly people. Some who are better at building things, some who are better at hearing confessions. But there's all kinds of different priests. And it'll never work if you are divided, if you form divisions between yourself and other families that are traditional. We have to unite ourselves and try our best to pull together and work together. And I think that if you do that, I think we could see great things, as I said, in San Jose, despite the fact that the bishop doesn't even have the faith. But despite that, the Catholic faith can flourish very much in this area. And I think this could become a center of Catholicism, a traditional Catholicism, if we go about it in the right way. And of course, when I speak of this, I speak of a love of one another. I'm not even just referring to traditional Catholics. We have to consider the way we conduct ourselves towards our family and our neighbors and our people in our neighborhood. I know that, and I experienced this myself when I was growing up, that some traditional Catholics are wonderful on Sunday, the finest of people you'll meet at Mass. But during the week, you think, well, this man can't possibly be someone who goes to the traditional Mass. He's as foul as anyone else that we've ever encountered. And that should not be, of course. We have to make sure that we live our faith, that we live our faith every day of our lives. And you're not just Catholic on Sunday, you're Catholic especially Monday through Saturday. Everybody's Catholic on Sunday. You might say everybody can be Catholic for a few hours on Sunday. But Monday through Saturday is really when you show yourself as you truly are. And that's what I think we have to correct in our lives, is we want to be an example to everyone and to strive by the way we act at work or at school. We strive to show ourselves at all times as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And you should ask yourself, how do I conduct myself at work? How do I conduct myself at school, or when I'm amongst people in my neighborhood, or when I'm amongst people at work? How do I act? And do I show myself as a true disciple of our Lord? Or by my speech and by my behavior or my attitude, do I give them an entirely different perception of what Christianity is? And so remember, my dear friends, that we're going to be able to convert souls, but only through love and through kindness, through good example. As St. Francis de Sales said, you'll catch more flies with a little bit of honey than you would with a barrel of vinegar. And so we have to strive to do our very best to show that love and kindness to one another. Now, this month, on August 21st, we're going to have a parish picnic. I hope all of you will come, because it'll be sort of like a farewell, if you want, for myself. I'll be able to say goodbye to all of you, and we'll all be together at this park in Los Gatos. So I hope we'll all still plan to do that, and I hope many people will come to that get-together. And Father Emily should be here September 1st, so I'm not sure, but August the 28th probably might be my last Sunday here, and we'll have to plan on that, because it seems like a lot of priests this month are in Europe, in Fatima. There's a lot of society priests who've gone to Europe for the Fatima pilgrimage, and the society priests from all over are there for August the 22nd, I think it is. So anyway, a lot of priests can't come, including Father Novak is going to be there, Father Emily is going to be there. So that affects when I'm departing for Venet, and that affects when Father Emily can get here. So anyway, we'll have to consider that. So I'm going to still be here the entire month of August, but I wanted to sort of give you this farewell address today, and to tell you that you're all in my prayers, and that I'm going to miss all of you. I'm going to miss being here very, very much. It was a wonderful place to be. And so I'd ask you to please remember me in your prayers, as well as all the priests, and to pray for Father Emily as he is going to be coming here in a short while. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.